Now, the Lord spoke through Ruth and he said, there are many that have doubts and fears, and you are to lay them aside. I want to pray for those that are troubled by doubt and fear right now. If you would raise your hand, I'm going to pray for you. See? Goodness. How's the church ever going to get into the world at this rate? Amen. I think what you need to do, I'll lead you in a prayer, and I think you need to say it after me. Say these words, Lord Jesus, I trust you. You loved me enough to die for me. You're my Savior, my Redeemer. I belong to you for time and eternity. My life is in your hand. No one can pluck me out of your hand. Lord Jesus, I want to lay down fear, doubt, and unbelief. I ask you to deliver me from these things now. In your name, Lord Jesus, give me your boldness. Give me your courage. Give me your strength. By your Holy Spirit, I pray. By faith, I lift up my hands. And I receive now from you. Amen, Lord. Jesus, pour out your spirit of love and boldness and faith upon these people now. In Jesus' name, pour out upon them. Pour out upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen. Now be a receiver. Don't just take your hands down too quickly. Be a receiver. Begin to thank him. Arise and shake yourself. Shake yourself from the bands of your neck. Loose yourself from those chains of intellectual reasoning and the natural mind and your own little abilities. You have a great God, a wonderful God. That's right. Now let's give him a praise offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.